The city and borough of Wrangell and the city of Ketchikan have adopted a joint resolution to establish a maritime prosperity zone. They're looking to build upon their strengths, from shipbuilding to port infrastructure to maritime logistics. Each community has deep water access, has developed expanded maritime industrial infrastructure, and uses low-cost renewable hydroelectric power. Wrangell's borough manager, Mason Villarma, says they're responding to an executive order issued by President Trump in 2025 to, quote, restore America's maritime dominance.
We realize that there's strength in a partnership with Ketchikan to get the home ports, to get the maintenance facilities together. So we've deemed ourselves collectively as the Southeast Alaska Maritime Industrial Corridor. And so we're seeking designation for our two communities. There's only 100 communities in the United States that will get this declaration.
According to Trump's Maritime Action Plan, those 100 selected communities will have that designation for 10 years. The executive order's goal is to allow the selected communities to apply for federal funding and improve workforce development. Villarma says federal subsidies and technical support will help the communities that participate in the program. He says the new Maritime Prosperity Zone would help expand domestic capacity and national security.
Our national security fleet continues to grow at the Coast Guard and the U.S. Navy. There's opportunities for Alaska to create jobs and do that work here. So most of that work, 60% of it goes to Washington, California, and now they can't even get into yards. So it's a really great opportunity.
JAG Marine Group, for example, has a large-scale shipbuilding and repair yard in Ketchikan and wants to expand in Wrangell. Villarma says the federal designation would help this effort. Ketchikan City Council member Jack Finnegan says if the maritime zone is selected, it could help catalyze private investment in the region's maritime industry. He says it could also help grow Ketchikan's population.
Anytime we have the opportunity to strengthen an industry that's so critical to our community, I think it just bolsters the workforce and it feasibly draws more workers here, it draws more families here.
And that's important to both Ketchikan and Wrangell. The latest economic data show that young people leaving Southeast is impacting the workforce. With reporting help from Colette Zarnicki in Wrangell, I'm Hunter Morrison in Ketchikan.